Hi, this is Andrew, and I'm here with your daily nerd devo. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thunderbirds are go. For those of you who don't recognize this opening, first, I apologize for you missing out on something magical and fantastic. Second, it is the opening for a 1960s marionette show called Thunderbirds. Gary Anderson, the creator, was responsible for a number of different British marionette shows, of which Thunderbird is the most famous. It follows the exploits of International Rescue, a life-saving organization equipped with technologically advanced land, sea, air, and space rescue craft. And the name Thunderbirds comes from the code names of each of the 5 vehicles that Jeff Tracy, a billionaire intent on giving back to the world, and his 5 sons, Scott, Virgil, Alan, Gordon, and John, pilot on their mercy missions. Side note, if any of those 5 sons' names sound vaguely familiar, they should. They're directly inspired by the Mercury 7 astronauts. Anyway, the Tracys have seen that people are in need and need their technical expertise. International Rescue exists to provide anonymity to them while they go about doing their rescues. Thunderbirds as a whole is famous for the designs of their rescue craft. When I mentioned how much I loved this show to Ryan, he commented how awesome the craft were. And for the thrilling set pieces and the lengths to which the Tracy boys went to rescue those for whom conventional options had failed, whether because they were trapped in a cave-in, lost on a space mission, or otherwise subject to natural disasters. Thunderbirds is still one of my favorite shows from my childhood. In many ways, they are to me the abiding image of the Good Samaritan, showing up to provide aid for those in need and not looking for a reward for it. In John 4, Jesus was talking with his disciples after the incident with the woman by the well. He states that, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." His disciples are extremely confused, and he clarifies, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work." Jesus wants us to realize that daily communication with the Father and making sure we are aligned with his will is critical to our spiritual health. It is for this reason that he teaches us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." As Christians, our bread, our sustenance, is first and foremost Christ himself, and through him, the Father. But we know that the commands of the Lord are to love God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love our neighbors ourselves. That's what Jeff Tracy and his sons did in Thunderbirds, spending their resources and risking their lives to rescue those for whom salvation seemed too far gone. That's what the Good Samaritan is about. And that's ultimately, on a macro scale, the story of Jesus himself. We need to remember that Christianity sometimes calls us to be people of action, to come alongside those for whom hope has gone and provide a word or a helping hand when they need it most. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad, to continue the conversation. I'm Andrew for the Daily Nerd Devo, and remember to be awesome. See you, Space Cowboy.